WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is a local band called Face to Face, an old band. We'll be back in a minute. We got Mike Stewart with me tonight for a good part of the show, but we'll be back in about 4 minutes. WMFO in Medford.
want you to come.
Okay, WMFO in Medford, that was brand new. Nervous Eaters, Be My Baby. Before that, we had Muck and the Myers, new stuff by them called Break It All. That's off of Muckus Maximus. And started out with some old local stuff from Face to Face, Out of My Hands. Mike Stewart's with me.
Good evening.
How you
WMFO
doing,
listeners.
How are you, man?
I'm hanging in there. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Just want to talk about the new
Nervous Eaters. We're not going to call it a reissue. We're going to call it reimagined. And what's happened here, the Hot Steel and Acid was put out by Rick Hart a few years back as kind of a makeup or answer to the original Elektra album, which a lot of people were disappointed. And for people that were in the music scene, some might know what happened. What really happened was they got signed to Elektra Records. There was a lot of anticipation. Everybody was really psyched. There was going to be a great album. And the record company got him in the studio and said, listen, you know, we can make a great punk album, but you're not going to make any money. So they kind of convinced them to make a pop album. So They softened all the songs. The album comes out, and people didn't even know it was the Nervous Eaters. Great disappointment. And then Elektra didn't even push it, didn't even promote it. So It kind of died on the vine. And they were supposed to do a multi-record deal, and Elektra kind of pulled the plug on that. So they went into drift for many, many years, and then Rick Hart came along and did Hot Steel and Acid. But when they were doing Hot Steel and Acid, this is a little bit before the CD format.
I have the vinyl of Hot Steel and Acid, because I used to see the Eaters.
Yeah.
We were discussing off here. They were one of those bands, along with the Hoods and the Outlets, I used to see on a regular basis back in, I'd say, mid to late 80s. They were fairly...
Yeah. They were staples at the Rad and the Channel and Grover's.
Exactly.
Some of the other clubs that you knew around the Boston area. So what ended up happening, they said we can only fit so many songs on this vinyl. So what they opted to do is cut the slow songs off. So first we gave you a taste of something that was on the original, and She's Gonna Be My Baby, and then we're going to give you a taste of something that wasn't on it, some of the slower songs. And you'll probably be able to see the Nervous Eaters at the movie this weekend.
Yeah,
The Boys from Nowhere. They're going to play with Unnatural Acts, and that's The Cabot up in Beverly at 7:30 this weekend. And I believe they'll be selling the records there also, or the CDs. And then there's going to be a showing at the Region in Arlington.
Yeah, they were there before. I couldn't make it. I forget why now, but that's definitely a must go. Especially if you liked music from back then, mid-early 80s, and that scene was pretty vibrant back then, and seen it.
Yeah, I'm film credit on it because I helped a little bit. Yeah,
so you'll
see my name up on the big screen there, the full name. But what happened, Chris and Lenny, basically we're going to do some music about the local area, and they decided to focus on the punk explosion in the mid-70s. And Chris is a little bit younger, but you wonder how he got corrupted and learned that. Well, his brother Paul and myself said, yeah, you should listen to La Peste. You should listen to The Real Kids. You should listen to The Nervous Eaters, The Outlets, Neighborhoods, went on and on and on. And it became very ingrained. And they said, you know, this is what we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on a couple of those bands, Willie Alexander, and a few of the bands of that era. It can't obviously be all the bands.
No.
You know,
again, like now, the scene is tremendously vibrant. People might not know it, but there are great, great bands now as they were then. And
there's some other films coming out, The Road to Ruin, the Chet's Lat Paul movie,
the
Robin Lane When Things Go Wrong, Let's Go to the Rat. There's several movies out there. There's the Real Kids movie, which comes and goes depending on what's going on legally.
Yeah.
I'll just talk briefly about The Real Kids before we jump back in.
Yeah.
The Real Kids have also put out a recording, but it's vinyl or download only. It's several songs, and it's basically by Rick Hart, and a lot of people think it's a nice continuation of what they did on their last record. And that's out now, available, I think, as Rick told me, I think as tomorrow, you'll be able to get it through like iTunes downloads and stuff like that. So check there, go to the Real Kids site, go to Ace of Hearts Records, and they will push you in the right direction. And obviously that will be on sale probably also at the Boys of Nowhere.
Yeah. All right, Alan, I'm going to play, as Mike just said, we're going to play another one off this Eaters release, and I'll play a few more tunes, obviously, and we'll be back, and we'll talk a bit more in a bit. Here we go. Nervous Eaters. Thank you.
clash, as we're playing on hard chords. No six string smash left in 84. You know I'm dressed like a morning, each noon and night. I just keep my head down, way out of sight. The norm, suburbanites swarm in your chloroform stance, going dance in a trance. With your anesthetized smiles, like I can't object when your lily white laughter burns a hole up my neck. By your limitations, you got anorexia in your imagination. Now Johnny's a man and he don't explode. He just seals off his rage and lets it erode.
That's why.
8:30 here at WMFO in Medford. That was Smitty Smitty with Big Bad Boy from his CD Just a Modern Guy. Before that, Little Billy Lost, song World from Cox of the Walk. And Nervous Eaters with Red and White, Red on White, I'm sorry, from Hot Steel and Acid. New.
Reimagined.
Reimagined.
Do not use the word reimagined.
Right. Yeah.
You know, go and pick it up. It's in a metal tin.
Yeah, I like the tin. That was the old vinyl was shaped like a tin, too.
Yes, yes.
It wasn't the square.
Was the Small Faces had something that it was supposed to be like a tin of snuff or tobacco back? Mm-hmm. They did that during the 70s, so it's kind of a takeoff on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were just talking off air. I saw Little Billy Lost in the Cox of the Walk, and Lily Black, and Concrete Haze, and Hyper at Kodo. And it's a fun little club. People go up there and check it out now that the Halloween thing has calmed down in Salem. And there's a nice little club across the street called Opus. And there's the Shanty and a few other places you can go see music in Salem. So get out and support bands.
Yeah, I've been to Kodo many times. And I was going to go that night, but as I told Mike, I was having a lot of dental work done. I couldn't make the show, but I like Kodo. I've never been to Opus, but I hear that's great.
It's like a little cavern. It's down below. They have to kind of wait till the eating crowd gets done upstairs, and then they open up the music. We were talking about what's going on in the clubs in the Cambridge-Somerville area. Excuse me. And it seems that the Club Bohemia is back after a month or so of absence. And I guess whatever they were going to try downstairs didn't work. So I know, I think it might be a Cal Cali thing with a couple bands. I think a few other bands that you'll probably recognize.
I only went downstairs. They have music upstairs.
Yeah,
I used to go.
They do mostly blues R&B upstairs.
Oh, okay, near the window. Yes.
So there's always music upstairs. It's kind of geared for the blues R&B crowd. If you want to get out and shake a tail feather, and it's always pretty consistent. And it's a nice divey bar for that. But I guess basically they
downstairs is even more divey.
Yes.
It used to be, I should say.
Years and years ago, I went down there and it was a disco, and they've tried different things. And then when the Kirkland closed, Mickey Bliss moved it over to the Cantab. So check it out. I guess they're going to have some things kicking off this month, I think in about the middle of the month. You'll probably see stuff on Facebook or go to Club Bohemia. And it's back. Also, PA's Lounge was supposed to go out. But I'm hearing, I haven't been there and I can't verify it, but somebody says he's still putting along, so you'll have to check that. And obviously Once is back up and running after a couple months hiatus. JJ is, I guess, gone with fresh new staff. They did have a break-in. There was a big theft.
Yeah.
There was a fundraiser. They recouped that money, and they're going forward and having music again.
I'm glad, because I like that place a lot.
It's only tough. The toughest is it is in a residential neighborhood. And
Parking's brutal.
Parking
is brutal. Like a lot of places, but even more so, right?
Yeah, so what I would say I've parked up by the city hall and walked the 3 or 4 blocks down.
Yeah.
Because you got to be careful. There's a residential parking problem there, and you don't want to get a ticket. And the T's does stop right there, the bus.
There's that tiny little Dunkin' Donuts thing that has 20 cars.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, but that's obviously, that's not going to last long. That fills up in a...
Yeah,
I'm always... Unless you park on that main drag, there's nowhere to park.
I know. My former roommate got a $50 ticket when we went to Highland Kitchen one night. So you got to be careful. These cities, basically, that's a revenue enhancer for them. But I want you to go out and support music and find ways to go see it and support these clubs. And this is where a lot of stuff is going to be happening till you get to probably November, December. Things wind down for the holidays, but there's a lot of stuff happening, whether on the North Shore or, like I said, the movie Boys from Nowhere, or stuff in Salem or in Cambridge, some of Boston, Charlestown, and down the South Shore, made Jamaica Plain and Quincy and the South Shore happen there. So go out and support the clubs.
Indeed. I'm going to play some music. We're going to come back and do a little fundraising, I guess, and we'll be back in about probably 3 or 4 songs. WMFO in Medford.
Breaking news. This just in. Your local radio station reporting from the front lines of your United States municipality. The government has taken away your freedoms and liberties. They want to censure you. This is not fake news. You must take action. Stand for something or die for nothing.
Stand for something and die for nothing. Stand for something and die for nothing. They wanna know you, gonna show you what it takes to be there. You get the picture, what a picture, but it gets you nowhere. You leave the guessing, it's a blessing, what a way to show it. Fatal condition, now you're wishing that you didn't blow it. Leave the postcards, take the wheel on the fast track to a brand new deal. Easy to say that it's not over when it's over. Leave the postcards, take the wheel. Call up the givers and the liars. It's an old routine now. She's a pretender on a bender. It's another breakdown. Intoxicated, liberated, never misbehaving. Fold up the tables and the memories, 'cause they ain't worth saving. Leave the postcards, take the wheel on the fast track to a brand. Show you what it takes to be there. Fatal condition, now you're wishing, now you're wishing. Leave the postcards, take the wheel on the fast track to a brand new deal. Easy to say that it's not over when it's over. Leave the postcards, take the wheel.
We decided to babble. I was going to play another song, but that was Modified Behavior. The song was called Postcards. Before that, Street Dogs will Stand for Something or Die for Nothing. Both of those are new. They both came out this year. Coming up on my year end, at the end of the year, I do my own top 10 local thing. And so we're coming up on that. But we're also trying to raise some money here at Tufts for
Donations PSA, 45 years of Freeform. Attention all Freeform radio lovers. WMFO needs your help. For the past 45 years, we have brought you community-based Freeform radio in order to continue that great and honored tradition. We need your support in our annual donation drive. From now till November 14th, you can go to donate.wmfo.org to help us in raising our goal of $5,000. Your generosity will be rewarded with a unique thank you gift. So go check it out. Donate WMFO.org. There'll be nice keychains and shirts and all kinds of swag. Please do it. Where can you hear great radio like this? It's not on commercial radio.
It's gone. Commercial radio, even as we were discussing, even Angel now is just a podcast.
There's three commercial outlets.
So you still have Carmelita.
You have Bay State Rock on Sunday. Right. You have WATD in Marshfield. You have The River that plays one local song at the 10 o'clock slot.
I'm not even counting that. There's one song. I'm not even counting The River.
And then you have Angel Woods doing a blog
radio. Not really on... She used to be on a commercial station.
Yeah, what happened was when I had
bought out.
When I had took over, unfortunately, when they took over ZLX, they said, we don't want anything to do with the Rumble, and we don't want anything with local music. See you later.
Yeah.
So you're hearing it right here from this guy right here across the mic from me, the best in local music.
Damn. Coming from a guy who's been around local music for a long time.
I mean, they find out how old they have to cut a limb off and count the rings.
Well, I'm right there with you. But, Yeah, it's always good to have you in it. You want to talk at all about Boston Room Rock?
Yeah, we're going to try to do a Boston Room Rock here. Excuse me.
It's been here a few times, and we'll do it again soon, yeah.
You know, I've had some health issues, and I've kind of pulled back from doing radio, and Boston Room Rock is kind of languished. We had to get some new people on board, so Kirsten from Something About the Women is trying to do stuff on her show on Saturdays, and I'm trying to get back on, you know, Mike on the Mic and Rising here at WMFO and occasionally at WMF and WMWM, and we're trying to get it afloat there and get the word out with this. We have some great women performers in New England, Boston area, and we love to promote them. Go to our Facebook site, Boston Women Rock, and if you have something that you want to get played or you want to be featured, post to our site if you're a woman artist from New England area. And if you want to come on, and not only will I get it, but I will give it to people like the man across the table from me. And there's some other, there's other six DJs that play local music here, plus we have the Automation, and he will get played.
Yeah, we do a lot of local stuff here, obviously. And but the hour's going. It's quarter of. Let's play a few more tunes before we get out of here. I'll be back one more time to say see ya. Mike's probably going to stick around another 15 minutes, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, sure.
This is older stuff by Jenny D and the Delinquents.
To get to you someday. Open eyes.
right, we got to get out of here. WMFO in Medford. Mikey, you want to say any last shots here?
Yeah, don't forget to support WMFO during our donation drive, and just go to WMFO.org, and that'll send you to the right place.
All right. Thanks for listening. WMFO in Medford, song by the Upper Crust. I'll get out of here. See you next week. Thanks.
Bye-bye.